This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, good morning, Vietnam. Always wanted to say that. This isn't Bradley Dean. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley today. And for those of you who are reaching right now to turn it off because Bradley's not in here, I ask you to just give me 5 minutes. It's an honor to be able to sit in with him. Actually, I'm going to be sitting in for Bradley not only today, which is Wednesday, but Thursday, Friday. Bradley's out of town. Contacted me, asked me if I would get in the saddle today, and I'm honored to be able to do it again. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, you can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. Have my own ministry, do my own program about 5 days a week here outside the, I tell everybody, in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. So wherever you are listening today, welcome to Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio with your host, Bradley Dean, who is not able to be here with us. But I've got to tell you this. Bradley and I, as I say to Bradley, we're brothers from a different mother. Although Bradley's about 6'5", Big John. Remember that big, stood 6'4", weighed 285. Well, I'm about 5'6". I'm about a foot shorter than Bradley, but packed with that same Holy Spirit attitude that Bradley Dean has. So thanks for joining us, folks. We're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later. And if you're sitting in traffic today, whatever it is that you might be doing, appreciate you spending some time with us here. You know, we live in unbelievably crazy times. And I'm so excited when I get to sit in for Bradley because I know this, that if there's any radio station in the world that I can go on and say what I think, it is Bradley Dean's radio part. He don't pull any punches. Now, the only time that Bradley would get mad is if I maybe said something that wasn't biblical or twisted scripture or did something like that. But otherwise, I'm a boat rocker, just like Bradley Dean is a boat rocker. And honored that you would join with us today. Boy, there's some breaking news, some different things that are coming down, and I just got a lot. Folks, there is. Let me frame the question this way here in this opening segment. What would America look like if Christians were in charge? What would America look like? And let me ask you even a better question. What happened in America that Christians are no longer in charge? What happened? I just crossed over the 66-year-old plateau 2 days ago. Turned 66. 14 years from 80, I tell everybody. By the way, age is a state of mind anyway, isn't it? But I think back to the 66 years of my life when I was born in 1952. The 1952 America. Donna Reed. Fathers Knows Best. Real McCoys, Grandpappy Amos and the girls and the boys, the family known as the Real McCoys, Petticoat Junction, Gunsmoke, and Have Gun Will Travel. What happened to that America, folks? What happened to that America where in our schools we started the day by not only the Pledge of Allegiance, but a prayer, often the Lord's Prayer, many times over the PA system? What happened that in America? And where was it in my 62 years of life? What happened? how did the church, and I use that term broadly, how did the church and where did the church yield authority to the enemies of the cross? Oh, I know you're honking your horn right now, driving down the road. I've got to ask you this. Can you name for me today, right now today, the 28th day of November 2018, can you name for me one major institution in America that is controlled by Christians? Hollywood? That'd be no. Government? That'd be no. Hollywood, I said that. No. Colleges? No, they're not controlled by that. Media, the news media, the fake news, controlled by Christians? No, that wouldn't be that. Schools? No, no. Churches? No, unfortunately. And if you'd be honest with me here today, you'd have to admit, you know what, Coach, I never really thought about it. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. You know, Coach, I never really thought about it. There really isn't one national cultural institution in which Christians are control. Now, but go back with me. Come on back with me to Donna Reed and Ozzie and Harriet. Was that what it was like 66 years ago? What happened, folks, during the 1960s and the 1970s and the 1980s? What happened to where there has been an overthrow of a coup, if I dare say that? A coup in America where Christian values, dare I say it, have been shoved to the back of the bus. What happened? And I ask you this, from a biblical, cultural, Christian standpoint, is God no longer in charge? What do we think when we hear the scripture that says in Matthew 28, all power has been given unto me both in heaven and in earth? Go ye therefore. All power, not a little bit of power, not just some. All power has been given to me where? In heaven and where else? In earth. How the devil's kids get in charge? How are the devil's kids running Washington, D.C.? How are the devil's kids running the FBI and the CIA? And all I hear the Christians out there say, well, Coach, we're just passing through. This place is not our home. Yeah, that would be true, but Jesus said, occupy till I return. And the last I checked, he ain't returned yet, and we ain't doing a very good job of occupying. And so all the mess, all the malarkey, everything we see going on, and what was once a Christian nation, can I tell you, my friends, it can all be laid right at the feet of the Christian church. Where do we yield that authority? Can we take it back? Does the Lord even want us to take it back? Has he changed his mind and he doesn't want us to occupy anymore? Does he want us to live in a culture and a society where the devil's kids make all the rules and Christians hide inside their safe spots? Hide inside the cage. Safe in the cage, just like in prison. Are Christians now safe in the cage, hiding inside their stained glass fortresses and letting every institution in America be under the control of Diablos? That's where we are, my friends. What has happened? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, getting ready to hit their break here, sitting in for Bradley Dean. Bradley's going to be out of office here for a couple of days. I'm going to be in here today. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Friday. And we're not really sure yet about next week. I'd love to hear from you. Not yet. I'm going to open up the phone line. Look at our government. Look what's going on. Look how the devil is ruling in the halls of justice. Is that so?
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Why do the heathen rage? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. Apologize, folks. I got my pipes a little bit hot there and spoke right through that last break. They give me warning music, and I probably didn't hear it, so apologize for it. I come back to the same question. What has happened in America? Why have Christians yielded authority to the devil's team? Now, I have to open up my Bible. I do that sometimes when I have trying to figure out what's going on in the world, trying to figure out what it is that's happening all around us. Usually I can find the answers inside these pages of this old, for many of you, dusty old book sitting over on the shelf. But when we went break, I opened up that deadly book, or that dusty book. I'm sorry, not dead. What's deadly to the devil, I guess. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, I'm sorry, sitting in for Bradley Dean here today. I'll be in tomorrow. I'll be in on Friday. So I opened up that old book, the Book of Psalms, because the Book of Psalms, I had a guy tell me one time, that's supposed to be the encouraging part of the Bible. There's a lot of good lessons in there in the encouraging part of the Bible. So I'm asking you this. How did the devil's team get in control? Why are we not fighting back? Why have we yielded every nook and cranny of the culture, in some cases the church, dare I say, to the devil's team? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalm 2, verse 1. Let me ask you something. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Words mean things. What does that word mean? Not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Does that mean to swear? The Lord is worried about us swearing? But I find that same word here in Psalm 2, verse 1, and the people imagine a vain thing. So I went and looked up vain. I went to Webster's 1828 dictionary and typed in the word vain. And you know what I found out? Vain means empty, for no purpose, for no reason. when the commandment said, don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, it has nothing to do with swearing. It would be calling yourself a Christian and not being one. It would be using the name of Jesus without applying the power behind it. That is what it means to use the name of the Lord in vain. But Psalm 2 says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain, useless, empty thing. What is it they imagine? Are you sitting down? Verse 2 says, the kings of the earth. Yes. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. That sounds like a conspiracy. That sounds like collusion. There's some collusion going on. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Are you kidding me? There's your conspiracy theory. There's your collusion. The kings of this earth, of this world, and the rulers take counsel together, conspire. They work together to do what? To strip the Lord of his rightful authority. Oh, my folks, it's happening all across America. And the question I'm asking today, the question I've thrown out there on the table today is, why has the church yielded every one of these cultural institutions to the devil, to the devil's kids? Oh, I hear you. I hear you out there saying, well, coach, you certainly are not talking about bringing God's kingdom here on earth, are you? And establishing earthly thrones in earth. You're not talking about doing that, coach, because I've read the Bible. My Bible says it's only going to get worse and we're going to be raptured out of here. And so therefore I'm going to go hide inside my stained glass fortress and I'm going to hide from the devil. In fact, I'm going to be safe inside the cage. Well, what does that mean to be safe inside the cage? Well, I got that from a friend of mine, David. He says, coach, that's a term that they use in prisons. And to be safe in the cage means that during the day, someone who is fearful about being out in the mainstream population in the prison, they don't come out of their cell. They remain safe in the cage. Could that be it, my friends? Could that be the reason that we find ourselves in the mess we are in? Is the American church remaining safe in the cage? Hiding inside its stained glass fortresses, hiding from the devil, not taking him on. Hiding from those who serve the devil, not taking them on. Yielding authority to them, not taking it on, not reclaiming authority. The scriptures say from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. And see, that was another one of those words that bothered me. Violent men? What violent? Well, you have to remember words mean things. So I went to Webster's 1828, and I looked up violence. And did you know this? Violence comes from the root word violate. And to violate means to move into territory that does not belong to you. So from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been invaded and violated by those who have no righteous authority to do it. And men are going to have to take it back by force. Violent men are going to have to go reclaim what it was that the enemy has stolen. Well, I could preach right there. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the same thought? Now, okay, Psalm 2, verse 3, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us, David writes. You know why? Verse 4, are you listening to me, folks? Just reading the word, that's all I'm doing. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. They're in derision. I got a couple articles I'm going to share with you when we get back from the break. Unbelievable stuff that's going on. Folks, the enemy, whoo, there's a devil loose. There's a devil loose. And he's running around, and he knows his time is short. And I say, now is the time, as Bradley Dean would say, to rock the boat. Now's not the time to run and hide, to withdraw, to go and be safe in the cage. Now is the time to stand up and fight. Stay with me, I'm still in Psalm 2. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, the Lord is, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. And I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. You are my son, this day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance. Oh my goodness, why have we yielded everything to the devil? And the uttermost parts of the earth for your possessions. My dog's going to bark. I'm sorry about it here in my studio. He's sitting in there with me. Ask of me, and I'll give you them the heathen as your inheritance. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Oh, my goodness, my friends. Occupy till I return. Have we dropped the ball? Has the church dropped the ball? If I'd like to hear from you. But open up the phone lines right now. You can jump right in here with us. The number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. One more time. 866-582-9933. Let me ask you a question. You tell me. You help me out here. Am I seeing this wrong? Have we yielded to the devil what rightfully belongs to God? When God said, all power has been given unto me, Jesus said, both in heaven and earth, go ye therefore, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Have we yielded to the devil that which was rightly reclaimed at Calvary? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean. Love to talk to you. 866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Border Patrol agents will continue to use tear gas if Central American migrants attack again using rocks. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents are using the least intrusive tools they possibly can. Republican Congressman Ron Johnson says this whole border issue, it's been going on a long time.
last fiscal year, over 1,400 people per day either were apprehended coming to this country illegally between the borders or showed up at the ports of entry and didn't have proper documentation. Last month alone, that figure was 1,960 people per day.
First Lady Melania Trump has added opioid addiction rehabilitation as one of her pillars to her Be Best initiative to help children of all ages. Today, the First Lady was addressing students at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you need to be brave enough to ask.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Oh. 866-582-9933. Don't be afraid to talk to me today. It's painless. I won't yell at you. I won't bark at you. I won't pull your teeth out or anything. 866-582-9933. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Sitting in for Bradley Dean. I'll be here today. I'm here today. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Friday. I thank Bradley for the opportunity to be here. Sons of Liberty Media, you want to get some of the greatest articles. You want to get away from, you want to be safe outside the cage. You got to get your eyes off of the mainstream media. Now to where the, I can tell you this, if it's in the mainstream media, it's probably not true. You have to look to alternative media sources like sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean's website. Because there's an unbelievable article on there today that ties right in with exactly what we're speaking about here. The Christian, what happened to Christians being in charge? Can somebody tell me this? Why is it the Muslims seem to have more rights than Christians? Why is it that LGBTQRS, TUVs, WXYZs, Why do they seem to have more rights than Christians? Why is it that we can celebrate and talk about Ramadan? Why is it you can walk into a public school today and you'll likely find in a social studies class or someplace that they'll be teaching the seven pillars of Islam, not teaching the Ten Commandments, not teaching the Beatitudes, not talking about the Sermon on the Mount. No. They're teaching all these other foreign gods, which, by the way, remember this. Why do the heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing? The kings of this earth and the rulers set themselves against the Lord and his anointed. We just read it. So I saw another one that just, actually Bradley sent this to me early this morning. The Mayor's Compact. Are you aware of this, folks? The Mayor's Compact? You can find this on Sons of Liberty Media. This is what we're talking about. the assault upon Christianity. Oh, I hear you. Well, Coach Dave, that's what they said would happen in the end times. Really? Well, that may be said. They may have said that's what was going to happen in the end times. Can somebody tell me where it says we're supposed to sit down and take it? Say, well, Coach, we win in the end. Yeah, we might win in the end. I'm not supposed to win now? Is that what you're telling me? Are we living out pre-written history? Is that where we are? Is that why we just feel like we're safe in the cage? We don't want to engage. We don't want to fight. We don't want to push back anymore. Well, listen to this. This is what's going to be found on Sons of Liberty Media. The Mayor's Compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. What do you suppose they're talking about? Well, I bet you they're talking about those people who serve another God who's no God at all. The Mayor's Compact Fighting Hate and Bigotry is a grassroots initiative created by the Anti-Defamation League. Uh-oh! As soon as you hear that one, run for the bushes. Run and grab your gun when you hear about the ADF, that's for sure. The Anti-Defamation League has come up with this to combat, are you really? Ready? To combat intolerance or animus feelings toward Muslims and Jews. Uh-oh. The compact, see, they always include the Jews in there. That's how they can get away with pushing Islam down your throat. They throw the Jews in there, and so therefore we feel like, okay, well, they're being fair and balanced. They're like Fox News, see? But see, this compact has strong language towards hate and bigotry, which is protected under the U.S. Constitution. Folks, there is no such thing as hate speech. It's made up. The compact reaches outside its boundaries to include hate speech, which violates the First Amendment of free speech. Now listen to this. Why do the heathen rage? Isn't that what I'm reading here? Why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed? Is that what it says? Over 300 mayors nationally signed onto an agreement between the United States Conference of Mayors and the Anti-Defamation League to stop hate and bigotry against Muslims, Jews, and minorities, but does not even one time mention Christians. Not one time. You know, one of the greatest, most persecuted people in all the world are Christians. Do you know that? Do you know Christians are being slaughtered, being martyred, who are being killed all across the world? Do you understand that Christians are the ones who are being persecuted? Yeah, right here in the good old U.S. of A., who are we going to protect? Oh, you got it, the Muslims, the Jews, and minorities. The agreement addresses hate groups. I'm proud to say that Path Assault Ministries, which I run, and Bradley Dean, who is my friend, we are both proud members of the list. The hate list, the hate group list on the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm proud of that. The agreement addresses hate groups, primarily white supremacists. Doesn't address black supremacists. Doesn't attack Asian supremacists or Indian supremacists. No. Just white supremacists. After the protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a woman was savagely run over by a driver in a car. Is there any other way to be run over by someone other than savagely? Are they insinuating it was a Christian that did this? Am I reading this properly? The Mayor's Compact is riding the shirt tails of United Nations. Oh, there you go. Resolution 1618, blasphemy laws towards Muslims. The United States Constitution became an obstacle in the advancement of this resolution in the International Human Rights Commission when Hillary Clinton, tried to implement blasphemy laws in the United States. Hillary Clinton tried to do that. In 2011, Hillary met with this Secretary General in a three-day closed meeting to express her concerns toward international blasphemy laws and American law. Hillary's a globalist. Hillary serves the devil. Yeah, I said it. Clinton caved and proceeded to advance the UN Agenda 1618 on the United States. Folks, it's right there. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and pull that commentary up. I'm not going to take the time to read it here, but I'm going to make another connection here for you if I can do it real quick. I know I can do it real quick because I'm controlling the microphone here. But here's another one that you have to be very much aware of. Hey, folks, we call them like it is. We're boat rockers. Coach Dave, Bradley Dean, we're boat rockers. Don't take it lying down. Another article you find at Sons of Liberty Media. Just how many Muslims won political office in 2018? The numbers may surprise you. See, I hear some of you that are listening right now, and you're saying, Coach Dave, you're sounding like you're somewhat bigoted. Well, you can say that if you want to, but it's only because, my friends, you don't understand the U.S. Constitution. You don't understand Islam, Sharia law. You don't understand that Islam is more than just a religion. It's a governmental system. It's a military system. It is a whole package of governmental systems of authority that are in direct opposition to the United States Constitution. The question would be, can a Muslim, a true Muslim now, take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States when many of the laws and regulations in the U.S. Constitution are in violation of Sharia law? Oh, yeah, I know. I get it. Not supposed to ask these kind of questions, are you? Not supposed to ask. Love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. Don't just chew on your fingernails. Don't just yell at me and pound on the horn and bang on the dashboard and say I'm a bigot. Let's talk about it. 866-582-9933. And so what we're seeing happening all across America because what? Did you know? Are you ready for a religious test? I'm sure Bradley Dean would tell you this. I learned this one from my friend Bill Federer, William J. Federer at American Minute. Did you know that when the United States was first formed, the 13 original colonies, did you know that you could not hold office if you were not a Christian? Did you know that non-Christians could not hold office? No, you didn't know that. You didn't know that. And so when I started the program today and began to ask everyone out there, hey, what happened to our country? Where's Ozzy? Where's Harriet? Where's Robert Young? Where's Donna Reed? Where is she? We've yielded our nation to different gods. Oh, Islam is sneaking in, but see, we yielded him first and foremost to the God itself. When we yielded the Bible and biblical Christianity to the God itself, that's when America began its decline. To the point right now that we don't even think about it. We don't even think about it. When someone who is a non-Christian is voted into office. You know, John Jay, the first U.S. Supreme Court Justice, John Jay. You know, John Jay wrote a screed. He wrote a position paper asking, is it even possible? Is it a sin to vote for a non-Christian? Did you know that the first Supreme Court justice said that? Is it a sin for Christians to vote for non? That's how far we've fallen, folks. Well, I hold right in front of me right now. Again, this can be found at sonsoflibertymedia.com. So I got to hurry this up here. Oh, my goodness, I'm not going to be able to get this one in. I'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Got one more segment left. Come, let's reason together. Coach Dave, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here. And I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, I'm going to give you a break today. Nobody out there wants to talk to me. All across the fruited plain, 115 radio stations. You're sitting in your car right now, you got your cell phone, sitting in traffic, and you don't have a conversation with me. I'm going to give you a break today. I'll be back here tomorrow. You can ponder what you heard here today, ponder what we talked about, and give us a call in here tomorrow. Love to hear from you. Folks, let me make a little plea here. I have a radio program. You can find it at CoachDaveLive.com. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. I thank Bradley again that he gave me the honor. Trust me to be able to do it. And you go to CoachDaveLive.com. That's my website. There's a lot of free stuff there. A lot of free stuff. Things I've written, things I've programs, interviews, a lot of really, really good content there. I'd be honored if you went and visited that website. But I want to bring something to your attention right now. I had Bradley. Bradley and I have known him for a couple, 3 or 4 years. I've known him through the Internet for quite a while, but known him personally for about 3 or 4 years. And we did an event together up near Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I got to meet Bradley the first time, and been friends ever since then. And I had Bradley on my show, my own show. Again, my show airs at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every day, 5 days a week, not on the weekends. And I had Bradley on as a guest. And I had Bradley on, and it was like, what a breath of fresh air he was. But he so inspired my listeners, probably more than any guest that I've ever had on, did he have a visceral reaction. People had a visceral reaction to him. They emailed me. They text messaged me. They wanted to know more about Bradley Dean. Listen, this is important for us to understand. Going back to where we began the show, we were talking about why we yielded all of these institutions, the schools, the media, the church, government. Why have we yielded all of these positions of authority and responsibility? Why have we yielded these to ungodly, unrighteous men? Why can't Christians get together and select Christians as our leaders? Well, I believe Scripture tells us that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't know. We don't get it. We don't understand. When I had Bradley on the show, even though if you listen to Bradley regularly, you're listening to me today, you say, you know what? Those guys are singing the exact same song, but sometimes a different voice can make all the difference. So when I had Bradley on, as I said, he really, really encouraged a lot of people. And he told them this. He says, folks, we've got to go back and reclaim those places. We have to go back into our schools. We have to go in there and present the truth to the children. And Bradley began to share with the people on my show about how he goes into public schools and openly presents the gospel and talks about our founding fathers and our Christian heritage and lays that all back off. And people say, well, how did you get the right to do that? And Bradley says, you dummy, we never lost it. We never lost the right to be able to do that. We just believe we've lost it. They told us that we no longer have the right. He said, I file lawsuits all across America for my right to be able to do it. He says, we go into high schools all the time. We make presentations all around the nation. That could be where he is right now today. So you say, well, Coach, what the heck? I didn't know that. What do you want me to do? Well, why don't you invite Bradley to your town? Why don't you invite Bradley, get on the phone, call Sons of Liberty Media. I'm sorry, I don't have a number in front of me. It's right there on his website. Call his website and say, hey, Bradley, we would love for you to come to our town. Lord knows our kids need to hear some truth. Would you please come and present the truth to the kids in our public schools? Hey, folks, I know his answer. Yeah, I will. But you sit out there, safe in the cage. You say, well, I don't know what to do. Where do I begin? How do I approach? Well, call Bradley. Say, we're doing it here in Ohio, by the way. A guy listens to my show. Said, man, this really resonated with me. He said, I live right across the street from the school. I'm going to go over. I'm going to get Bradley into our school. You can do that, folks. You say, well, Coach, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do and how I go about it. Well, call Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Say, Bradley, we would love to have you come and speak the truth to the kids in our school. How do we make that happen? You know, he knows how. Do you know he has all the lawyers in place to be able to do that for you? You say, well, how are we going to do it, Chris? How are we ever going to raise the money to be able to do that? Bradley Dean's probably millions of dollars to come in, a big radio star like him. No. See, there you go again. No, he's not. Bradley Dean will come in, and he will make it very, very affordable. In fact, he'll show you ways to go to local churches and get local churches to be behind you and support. And Bradley will come in for his expenses, and he'll come in just, oh, my goodness, folks. We have got to begin to re-engage. What does Psalm 2 say? What does it say? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? See, we're imagining vain things. We're imagining that Christians aren't allowed in the schools. We're imagining that Christians aren't allowed to put on assemblies in the school. We're imagining something that's not true, an empty, vain thing. Why are we doing that? Because the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. They don't want Bradley Dean in there, but he's allowed to be in there. Someone merely needs to open the door. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Let's get the devil's kids off of us. Let's free our children in our government schools. Let's push back and fight back. Let's stand up and speak out. Let's stand live. You say, well, Coach, that's why I have my kids in homeschooling or Christian education. God bless you. God bless you, and I cheer you. We're the same thing. We have some grandchildren. Some Michelle and I have 5 grandchildren. They're not in public schools. But I got a shocking news flash for you. When they graduate from high school, my homeschooled grandkids, they're going to live in the same world and same society with those public school kids. And if you don't understand the importance of making sure that the kids in the public schools and the kids in the homeschools have a set of shared values, if we allow them to continue to balkanize our public schools, divide and conquer is the oldest trick in the book. See, folks, they call it a culture war for a reason. Because a culture... Again, if you were to go to Webster's 1828 dictionary, you would go and find out that the culture is a set of customs and beliefs by which a group of people live. What's that culture in America? What is that culture, that system of set and beliefs that we live by? It used to be Christianity, but not anymore. No. Now it's tolerance and diversity and being non-judgmentalism. The scripture tells us, can two walk together unless they agree? And we see all across America that we've been balkanized. We've been divided into small little public interest groups. Muslims in one corner, the Hispanics in another corner, the blacks in another corner, the Christians in this corner. Everybody in their own, safe inside their own little cage. And we are more divided than we can ever be. And the reason that we are so divided is we do not share a common culture and therefore a common sense of purpose and unity. We have to fight to restore that. That's what Bradley Dean does. That's what Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer does at Pass the Salt Ministries here, Coach Dave Live. We understand the need to do what Jesus said, go ye into all the world and teach them to observe all I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. To tell you this, folks, we have a very short window of opportunity. As we look out on the spectrum of America, the division, what's going on in our government, the hatred of Donald Trump, the Republicans good, Democrat bad mantra, the lies of the media, the lies of Fox News, they all lie, they all lie.
It's a tall old tree and a strong
we have the truth. We have the truth, and we have to proclaim it. God bless you. Coach Dave, sitting in for Bradley Dean.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.